Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And you can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We started the show out with an audio clip that I don't know if we're going to have time to continue because the phone calls are just rolling in here, heavy duty, and you can bring up anything that you want. But the clip was me confronting the governor of New Hampshire on her hypocrisy when it comes to the issue of cannabis decriminalization. See, she admits to having smoked pot at some point in her life when she was in college, I believe. And now she was at a college commencement, the graduation ceremony for Keene State College today, where I got to confront her with my video camera along with Rich Paul, who's our Tuesday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. And we called her out for being a hypocrite, and we called her out for 5 minutes straight. And it's pretty entertaining. You can go and see the clip for yourself over at freekeene.com. That is my blog site. Now, Mark, we've also gone in a lot of other different directions, including immigration and revolution. I'd asked the question, somebody called in about revolution, and I asked the question, what would it look like? And I don't know if we've really
gotten it. Ain't going to happen. The dreams of revolution, people don't revolt who are making reasonably good money. And people in the United States
who are comfortable.
Yeah, reasonably comfortable. I mean, you're not, generally you're talking about starvation is sort of what gets people to revolt. And it's just not happening. Yeah, people are unhappy with their government. They certainly are.
Mostly think they can vote changes in and do it that way.
I don't know what they if they're talking about revolution, they don't believe that. And you can demonstrably look at the government and see that you're not going to vote changes in, but change tends to come slowly with the state. You can toss this one out and try your luck with another one if that's what you want to do. But revolutions are very, very messy, and you may not be one of the ones that survive.
So everything from revolution, your vision of what it would look like here, to immigration. Let's talk to Josh in Panama City, listening to WYOO-FM. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just going to comment about that other guy's comment on immigration. I don't have a problem with immigration legally, but my biggest problem with immigration is illegal immigration. And basically what Obama did, trying to give amnesty to all those illegal immigrants.
Because Obama deported more immigrants than George Bush did. What do you think about that?
No, that's fine. That's great. But just because he deported more than he did, does that negate the fact that he gave more illegal immigrants amnesty than every other president?
I don't think that any immigrants have been given amnesty. I don't know about this amnesty program of which you speak, sir, except for Ronald Reagan. I guess there was a certain amount of amnesty given by Ronald Reagan.
I know he's trying to get all the illegal immigrants that are here legal status.
So you love big government, right, Josh? You're a big government fan?
No, I would find myself, as far as revolution, no, anti-big government.
It sounds to me like you support having a big old border patrol.
How are you going to get rid of these immigrants, besides turning the United States into a police state?
Destroying our economy. Getting rid of them, how are you going to do it? The biggest thing is you got millions of people here illegally in this country.
Right, I know you have a problem with immigration. I know you have a problem with illegal immigration. I'm clear on that. But having a problem with it and being able to enforce whatever your rules are two entirely different things. We have a very large Customs and Border Patrol, and the government has failed to enforce these laws up to this point. Very wealthy people, big agra, benefits from illegal immigrants because illegal immigrants basically can't leave. They're essentially slave labor. There's a lot of people out there that benefit from this, creating the slavery class. How do you expect to get around that?
You can't get around it. It's just like
the war on drugs. Then let's stop advocating for giving power to the government in this area.
No, I don't want to give them power. What I think should be done is to make it. Are you still there?
I'm here. Wrapped with attention.
Just make sure. I sound like you cut me off. No, what I think the best way to do it is to make it harder to get into this country illegally and make it easier for a legal process.
So now how do you make it harder for people to get into the country illegally without increasing the size of the government?
You have to not the big government on small local state scale. So like Texas, you know, they have the Border Patrol there. They have, yeah, it's federal Border Patrol, but they need to have state Border Patrol as well.
So you support a bigger state government. You're saying you don't want a larger federal government, but you want a bigger state government.
I think state government would be better because if you think about it, we have 50 states, and if all the states had a fairly decent-sized government and a smaller, big government, then they would be able to have a better system of checks and balances versus a larger state government that comes in and trumps whatever.
I'd agree that it would work better.
So just to be clear, though, you're not really for smaller government. You're only for a smaller federal government, but you're fine with a big state government.
A bigger state government.
Yeah.
Not a big state government. Like a
but that doesn't define. No, no.
Yeah.
So would you define
you know how you find illegal immigrants? The way you find illegal immigrants is you've got to go around and stop cars and hassle people for their driver's license and their papers. You got to go maybe house to house if that's not working. You got to go to businesses and make sure that small business people have to fill out a bunch of crappy paperwork to, and give it to government bureaucrats. Government bureaucrats that produce nothing in the world except hassling business people. All you really want to do is make it hard on folks. I have a suggestion. Let anybody who wants to come here and work, work. Give them a card. Let them some kind of green card. Allow them to work. You know, maybe make some places where they have to go for a couple of years. Maybe Detroit. Detroit would love some people to be able to. What's that?
I know people who personally have, they already do that. It's called a work visa.
It's not like I don't think work visas exist, sir. I say give them to everybody. And that way you don't have people coming here illegally.
Proper paperwork, and you can come here.
Oh, that's all there is.
Oh, yeah, it's just a name on a dotted line. Are you kidding? If you get in, if you're from Mexico, you will never get to this country.
I know somebody who just moved here. He's in my.
Yeah, I'm not saying no Mexicans come. Statistically, you're more likely to die than to get into this country as a Mexican. There's so many people that want to come.
Thanks, Josh, for the call tonight. Enjoy your big government, because you're going to get plenty of it.
Yeah, the state would love to fill in the gaps. They will supply you with an incompetent system of enforcing their immigration rules.
Share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to James, listening in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, James.
Mark, Ian, good to be listening to you guys tonight.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I just wanted to... something completely different than what you guys were talking about, and it's something that I found on my news feed today, and I wanted to see if you guys knew what this was and maybe weigh in on it. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Essentially, what I was on the surface, it seems like it would be good because, you know, opening up more free trade. Until you take into account that the groups that are meeting and discussing this are essentially big business, and they're being very secretive about it. I mean, to the point to where out of, I forgot how many chapters, but they've only got like one chapter that they were able to get released under the Freedom of Information Act. So, I mean, it seems great, you know. I was actually listening to... Tom Wood's podcast about this that he put out yesterday. He's really good. I like listening to him.
What does he think about it?
Oh, well, essentially just the secrecy behind it and the fact that it puts too much control. Like for example, there's, I guess, a clause in there about intellectual property and how if you're caught three times with this whole thing, that you could actually lose your ability to access the Internet.
Oh, that's pretty scary. Yeah, I mean,
it's like a free you're out type.
All these trade agreements are not free trade, right? Like, there are more regulations.
I can't remember
control.
The Harry Brown quote, but it's really quite good. Is you don't need 10,000 pages to create a free trade agreement. Like, a free trade agreement is, hey, your people can trade with my people. We're not going to get
deal.
Involved.
Yeah.
That's a free trade agreement. Everything else is something besides free trade.
James, thanks for bringing it to the table tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Rachel's in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Rachel.
Hi. This is my second time calling in. And,
welcome.
I really appreciate getting through.
What do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk to you guys about Bitcoin. I know a couple of my friends who have invested in Bitcoin. They're very interested in it, but
stand by. I want you to have full opportunity to talk with us about it. Bitcoin, one of our favorite topics. 855-450-FREE. More with Rachel. Your calls as well here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE or Skype us at username lrn.fm.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome. Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Join us on the radio waves on this live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. unless, of course, your smartphone has died due to the fact that you don't have the Pocket Power Plus yet. You can go to PocketPowerPlus9.com to get yours at half off. What is it? Well, it's actually a breakthrough in portable power technology. It's a source of backup power that's so small, you really can put it in your pocket. You can also slip it in your glove box in the car, your briefcase, your purse. You're going to want to have the Pocket Power Plus with you at all times because you never know when you're going to need it. Or sometimes you will know because if you've got a smartphone, you know if you're busy on the smartphone, it's not going to last through the morning. At least mine doesn't.
Yeah.
So you can go and get the Pocket Power Plus. It'll help solve that problem. Run electronic devices for hours, sometimes even days if necessary. And it's so powerful that in some circumstances it can actually jumpstart a car. And they'll even include the jumper cables in the full accessory pack that ships with the Pocket Power Plus. So go get yours at PocketPowerPlus9.com for half off. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll save even more. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com. Rachel is back on the line in Reading, Connecticut with us here tonight. You wanted to talk about Bitcoin. Rachel, go for it.
Yeah, I guess I would just like to hear more about what is Bitcoin, why I should use it, and then also who came up with the idea and started using it, and how did it get so popular?
Boy, good questions. There were a bunch there. Mark, do you want to start at the beginning? Who created it?
So Bitcoin was created by a fictitious person called Satoshi Nakamoto. Now, this may be one person. This may be several people. We're actually pretty certain that it was several people.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's the story.
What makes you think that?
Well, I've read some stuff.
Okay.
And people that are not you have said that, you know, this is the case. That
is it like they've analyzed his writings and then they've noticed different writing styles or something? Because how else would they know that it was more than one person?
There were people, there was a team, and then, you know, one person that was sort of doing the, you know, putting things together at the top. So anyway, there's a person out there. What they did was create Bitcoin. Now, they don't necessarily own Bitcoin. They may very well have some, but they didn't create it themselves and sort of keep it and then give it away and then, you know, spend it or whatever, because a currency wouldn't have value if people didn't have it. So the first instance was, I think it was 2010, when somebody purchased two pizzas, wanted two pizzas and gave 10,000 Bitcoins for them. And that, you know, that's way back in the day when Bitcoins, you know, they hadn't been worth anything up to that point. And, you know, then suddenly they became worth about, you know, whatever 10,000, you know, 10,000th of $20 is. And then they sort of began being priced in the cents, and then they began being priced in the dollars, and they've had their ups and downs throughout time. What it is, and this is what's difficult, is a Bitcoin isn't anything. It is a
ledger entry, more than
anything. Unbreakable, uncounterfeitable computer code that it can be assigned to different people. So
if it could be broken or counterfeited, that would have happened by now.
Yeah, it would have happened already. The government would have broken it, or somebody would have broken it by now. It is unbreakable, uncounterfeitable by today's computer means.
And also an important detail, Mark, is that it is decentralized, meaning that it is not issued by some bank or government in some central bureaucracy or whatever. Bitcoin's also two things. It's a currency and a financial transaction network. The Bitcoin network is this worldwide, multi-node, hundreds of thousands of node kind of almost like a file.
It's the largest
network.
Computer on Earth, and it has this. It's actually larger than it has more computing power than the human mind. So it is an incredibly interesting phenomenon. And so, like, I guess no government has control of it. No person has control of it. There's no one has control of it. No company has control of it. There is.
And to me, that's a big reason to use it, right?
Yeah, for me, that's very important. It's kind of like gold or silver in that sense, except that gold and silver actually are controlled and manipulated. So.
Okay. So why, you know, it's, as somebody who is never, you know, not familiar with it and never owned any Bitcoin, how would I go about getting some Bitcoin or starting to use it even?
you can do it in a myriad of different ways, but one of the more popular ones for our listeners is ExpressCoin.com. They'll let you order it with cash, or not, excuse me, not cash, with money order or check. You can also find someone locally who's willing to sell you Bitcoin. You can you can go to some of these Bitcoin vending machine locations and put cash into a machine, and the machine will vend Bitcoin back out to you. Now, usually you're going to pay more at a Bitcoin vending machine than you would pay at ExpressCoin.com. Local Bitcoins is a site which will hook you up with an individual who will sell you Bitcoin, but usually they're charging like 9 or 10%. So you know, ExpressCoin.com is probably the best deal that that you'll find out there.
And one of the reasons you'd want to do it, like you could be for me, like I'm an activist. I believe in Bitcoin because it takes away the power of the state to wage war on people. And so that's the reason I like it. Lots of people like it because it is a more fair way of distributing currency. Also,
next to zero fees, too, to actually send money anywhere in the world.
I can send $10,000 to North Korea, assuming somebody has a computer to receive
Bitcoin.
For like
5 cents.
For the equivalent of 5 cents. So this is, it's a huge step forward in that area. But you can get stuff off Amazon at a 20% discount by going through purse.io.
That's true.
Using Bitcoin. And, I mean, getting 20% off of stuff at Amazon, it's a real reason to use this currency, and I think that's what's going to change everything.
So I hope that answers some of your questions. One I'd recommend, Rachel, for further research, go to weusecoins.com. It's a great little intro site. They've got a neat two-minute video that'll kind of turn you on to Bitcoin, and they've got links to other websites that'll help you get your first Bitcoin wallet up and running and acquire some Bitcoin. So good luck, and thank you for the call tonight. And, by the way, when you get when you finally get some Bitcoin or altcoins, there's some other coins that are sort of competing with Bitcoin. When you get Bitcoin or altcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can toss some Bitcoin in the Bitcoin tip jar here at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Evan is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Evan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
It was just kind of funny. I was looking through the radio and heard you guys talking. It's the type of thing that I think about quite often. And I buzzed in when you said if you have any thoughts on what a revolution might look like. So I buzzed in. So
please. What's a revolution going to look like? Go for it.
Well, I have some thoughts about the revolution. And revolution has been something that has happened multiple times before in multiple cultures. And as things, time repeats and history repeats, I think we're due for a revolution that is a little bit different than what we've seen before, whereas revolution typically is an overtaking of a government and replacing a government, typically through force of some extent at some point.
Yep.
And I think I think that not only different nations and all that, and a lot of the things that we're seeing in the Arab Spring are of that vein, but just the overreaching philosophy, it seems, of America also is to take that similar tact where if someone is doing something that you don't agree with, you should come at them violently to oppose what they're doing. And typically what they're doing is violence itself. And I think that's a paradigm that is going to be at the heart of what a revolution might look like. I think the heart of a revolution will be love. And I think that's something that is...
Okay, all right. Stand by, Evan. We'll come back with that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. A Lovolution? It's Free Talk Live.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Where we give you the features totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
Fort Galt. What is it? Well, Fort Galt is, I think it's best described as a condominium, but it's really much more of an idea. The idea is to get a bunch of entrepreneurs together down in Chile. They're going to create this...
The free condo project.
Yeah, they're going to create this large condominium put together by Bensonwood. It's beautiful. You should see the mock-ups over at FortGalt.com. The video is incredible that they've put together. They have a really great website. It's well worth checking out. But the idea is to get people who, you know, they want to find freedom by traveling around the world. So, you know, they come there. They buy a small condominium. The smallest one is $10,000. It's a tiny little thing, but it's enough because, you know, they have so many common spaces and places where people can get together, collaborate, come up with ideas. I think it's a fascinating idea, and I'm pulling for them. I hope they can make it work. Go check it out. By the way, they make it very easy for you to get involved as far as costs go. You don't put anything on the line when you're signing up right away. You put in sort of dribs and drabs as they continue to build, and you know, their intention is to build this, not to sort of run off with your money. Go check them out. FortGalt.com.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Evan in Indiana is telling us about his vision for a peaceful revolution. I prefer the term evolution because I think it more encompasses what you're suggesting, at least my understanding of what you suggested a moment ago, Evan, which is one that is based on love and not fear and violence.
Yeah, that's right. You know, when you bring up fear, I think that's the right word for it. I think most people allow the atrocities that seem so obvious to people like you and I that are going on in our country and abroad, they allow those things under the guise of fear. And, you know, I think generally most people think that we are doing the right thing. But when you're able to directly look at it, it's clear that love is not at the directive of most people's hearts. And, you know, there's enough people out in the world that can see these things, like sounds like maybe you can, and I think that I can. But the problem is we're all trying to change policy and talk about policy and this and that. And the more I see elections go by where people are elected that are clearly going to keep the status quo going, you know, it's almost shocking. You know, how can people not see this? How can people not see this? And it's going to get to the point where people like you and I are going to have to think, do we need to stop worrying about government policy and trying to present, you know, go to that and change that? Or is it more in our realm of influence to influence people on an everyday basis within our communities and growing communities? Because America is a great place, but boy, I see something lacking in our communities.
I would agree with you. I think that you can do far more in, you know, by interacting with people. But, you know, the ideas of liberty, the ideas of sort of nonviolence, we're so far from it that we're so inculcated with the ideas of the of the monopoly of the state that there's a lot of barriers to pull down. People, you know, they really firmly believe in this concept. There's 9,000 years of momentum, including the sort of master-servant, master-slave paradigm, you know, that we've gone through. As people tenaciously hold on to this. I don't have any problem with people voting. We're just not going to vote yourself to freedom.
Well, right. I mean, they know that politicians are bad. They know that politicians are
liars and thieves.
And scumbags. But yet they still believe that they can somehow use the system to fix this system, that at some point some great man is going to float in on a cloud and be delivered to them to save the United States from itself. And it's just not going to happen. But I don't know what it's going to take to get people to really realize that, because as much frustration as people seem to have with the system, they keep coming out and voting every 4 years as though it's going to make a difference.
Well, but voting doesn't make a difference whether you vote or not. So that's not really the issue.
Yeah, but they still get excited, right? Like, they still get rally behind these presidential candidates as though, you know, they're going to change something, as though they're somehow meaningful.
Now, the problem is that people who advocate for a smaller government, a government that is less harmful to their friends and neighbors, at the same time will advocate for government against people that they don't know. That's what
like
it all
the immigrant
comes down.
Haters?
Right, well, right. The people that say that they want a small government, except we need a bunch of Border Patrol people.
You have to understand that the government understands this bit of the human psyche and manipulates it with every grain of salt. And
yeah, it's all about fear.
There might be someone out there who could be a president that could change the general feeling of this country. I mean, I don't know if that's out of the realm of possibility. I do see it as it stands right now with the way that this American culture is, that someone like that will never get elected.
They'd have to lie their way in.
Maybe, and I got to say, I think Rand Paul has a chance, and from a Christian perspective. No, I'm only
chuckling because I said they'd have to lie their way in, and then you said Rand Paul.
clearly he's trying to play along with the system, but from what I see from a Christian perspective, since what's happened from 9/11, I really think that this country has been under judgment since 9/11, and I think that we have turned every eye against morality and common sense and love that we could since 9/11. And I kind of see, with what I understand about the nature of God from my perspective, is that he might give someone a last chance. And it seems to me that a candidate like Rand Paul might represent that last chance, because for Rand Paul to get elected, this American culture is going to have to change.
But wouldn't, okay, so it sounds like what you just suggested, and I've liked a lot of what you've said, by the way. I'm just going to pick this one apart. But it sounds like what you've suggested is that God has put Rand Paul here as the last chance for people to save the United States.
I don't know if it's that simple where Rand Paul is like a savior of any sort. But,
well, because if it's true,
I think that if Rand Paul was elected, that would clearly show that the tides of our understanding of goodness have changed in this country. Because we're going to stand right now.
Rand Paul's not even a libertarian, though, so I mean, I can't say I'm really excited. But there are people who believe that Rand Paul is a liar. That they believe that Rand Paul is a libertarian secretly, and that he is lying about not being a libertarian. In which case, if he is the agent of God, then it would be pretty ironic for him to come to tell lies.
I'm pretty sure that that's not the case, and that's not what I'm suggesting. That an agent of God. All people can be an agent of God, and that's directly shown. But if he was elected, that would show that something in the psyche of the American people has changed, because something in the American psyche told them to elect someone like Barack Obama. And that shows that our ideas
and Bush,
what's important, are off. And Bush, absolutely.
Evan, good call. Thanks for making it tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I want to make sure we get Matt on the line here in Lynchburg, listening to WLNI. Hello, Matt.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Good. Go ahead, sir.
There's a couple things on my mind, but I'll just make it a little bit easier for you, because I don't know what to talk about after hearing all your other people talk. But
just pick one.
One of the things I'm noticing in trying to kind of dabble in the real estate business, I always have 10 years, but I work in healthcare. But one thing I'm noticing that I think is limiting the lower to middle class from getting out of this mild depression, or whatever you want to call the recession that we were in, getting back out of it, is the hardships in verifying the loan processes and moving forward with buying a new home or refinancing a home. I know it's completely off subject, but it has to do with a little bit about the financial kind of crisis possibility that I think is going to hold us from stepping out of it. And no one's really talking about it, how hard it is for those that are trying to buy a home, let's say in the range of $125,000 to $300,000, or to refinance the home in that price range, where how it becomes much easier for those in the maybe upper middle class to higher middle class, or above middle class, I guess, to get a loan. And mainly because the amount of verification needed to get these things accomplished, you almost need an attorney, an accountant, and things of that nature. That a lot of
it has gotten harder to get loans in the last several years. That's certainly true.
I don't know if I recommend home ownership for most people. You know, at this point, you're just buying a problem. You know, it's a depreciating
liability. Matt, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. We have a few moments remaining, but maybe enough time for you if you call now. It's Free Talk Live.
Help! I'm tied up in my hotel rewards program. I'll never get enough points to make it worth my while.
Never fear. Instant Man is here.
Instant Man?
I'm the America's best value in Instant Man, here to save you with instant rewards.
What do you mean?
Join our free value club and get 50% off room upgrades and late checkout when available instantly.
No waiting, no points.
Just register at ABVI.com.
Oh, Instant Man, you win America's best value and saved me. Instantly.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Of course, we're going to get your phone calls on the air. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But if you don't get in with us tonight, you
can okay.
Join us tomorrow for the live Sunday edition of the program. In fact, Derek J. is going to be in with you tomorrow night. Mark, I will be taking the night off to go to a music show, a rave party, as they are called.
Oh, boy.
So join us then or online now at 855-453, or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And let's jump right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Bruce, listening in Panama City. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I'm going to make it short because I got to get where I'm going, but
okay.
Through all of this amnesty and open border policy that everybody's talking about, the one thing that I haven't heard anybody mention, which used to be a pretty big deal, was the whole North American Union. I mean, is this just a phase two of, you know, moving forward on that? Now, that's one thing. Good news for the bankers, though, we'll have tons of new borrowers with good credit until, of course, they get put through the ringer like the rest of us.
I haven't heard anything about this North American Union for several years. Remember, Mark, with the Amero, the idea that they were going to come out with some sort of currency that would combine all three of the North American
countries?
Best
I can tell, it was a myth. What I would say is that why would a country like, let's say, Mexico, want to allow its citizens to move to the United States. What would be the benefit? At that point, they cease to be tax cattle, and they've moved on to another country to where they'll pay their taxes. I mean, like, what the most beneficial thing for a country like Mexico is for people to live here illegally. That way, it's they're disincentivized from having their family move up. It's difficult to move their family up, and so therefore they'll send money back, and then they can tax the money that these people send back, and then their relatives spend.
That makes a lot of sense, and I can agree with that. But in everything, even with politics, and like you guys were talking to another person who called in about who's running for the presidency, as we saw through history and as we'll see through the future, that special interests always prevails.
Chris, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I want to get to Joe in Grand Rapids. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WTKG.
Yeah, I think short term, whoever's elected can have an effect. But I think ultimately our country is I think we're done, man. I think the amount of debt that they've got us into, there's no way. Everything they've been doing is just to trying to keep it afloat, like sticking fingers in
the dike.
And it's just, I think it's a matter of time. I don't know. It could be 5, 10, 20, who knows how long it's going to be. But I think eventually.
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, it'll probably end up in like 3 or 4 countries. And
that's
crazy,
probably better for everybody, wouldn't you think? I mean, really, you just see people fighting and fighting and fighting over who's going to be president and who's going to be in charge of Washington, D.C., and who cares? I mean,
the lefties move into California, the West Coast. Let the righties move into Texas.
A red America, make a blue America, and let those people have their own, the governments that they want, rather than jamming something down people's throats.
And then let us have more freedom in New Hampshire than everywhere else.
Well, we'd have to build like a DMZ to keep the liberal America out of the rest of it, polluting us. But
if you actually had a liberal area and a righty area of the United States, and they were actually their own separate political jurisdictions, then why would somebody who was a liberal want to move in to where a bunch of conservatives live? That just unless they like abuse.
Out of food. I mean.
Well, then we'd at least get to see, because this is the difficult thing I don't think the Republicans and Democrats are very good representatives of liberals and conservatives, but that's fine. We talk about this conservative government, and we talk about a liberal sort of government, and we don't know which one works better because the statistics are so muddy and it's difficult to say. I want to know. I mean, I would like to support the policies that work best, and there's only one way to find out. It certainly isn't ping-ponging back and forth between them every 8 years.
Joe, thanks for your call tonight, dude. Let's talk to Jeff in Elgin, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff.
Hi, you guys. $12 hey. Beer, that's expensive pee.
Yeah.
Yay.
Anyway, so the other thing was people would stop flooding into our country if we stopped giving them all kinds of freebies, whether it be welfare, education, or medicine.
Indeed. The idea that you put out a bowl of milk every morning and then yell at the stray cats that come to your house, only a crazy person would do that.
I don't necessarily agree that not even a majority of people coming here from other countries are here for the handouts. I really think they're here because this is a better place to be than the country in which they've,
Everybody would be happy to see them because it would be good. It would be an unqualified
not
good
the
for
racist.
The country.
The racists
would
be happy
for coming here.
I think it would purify them. I mean, I think like if 25% are coming here for welfare and 75% are just coming for a better life and to work hard, then it would make it more like 99% that would be coming here to have a better life and work hard. But I think that if you actually had more freedom in the United States, it would still be a very attractive place to move to. Because I would want to move here if I was in a less free place, right? Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
With Oh, I was going to say, how would we encourage people with more to offer to come here as opposed to those who have less to offer?
Well, I don't care what they have
that,
to offer.
I mean, that is what's amazing is the United States drives off college graduates that graduated college here. It's ridiculous. I mean, at the very least, allow college graduates to come here. Just give them green cards.
I want anybody to be able to come here.
I'm not
to me,
claiming
it doesn't
that.
Matter.
No,
I'm not saying you aren't claiming that. To me, it doesn't matter what they have to offer. As long as they're willing to work, as long as they're willing to come here and work.
This country was built by a bunch of people who had nothing
poor
to
people.
Offer.
Yeah,
poor people. This country was built by people who had nothing to offer in that sense. They really just, all they had was their hard work, their dedication, and their virtue.
Jeff, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Here's a little more audio from today when I confronted the New Hampshire governor on her hypocrisy about cannabis decriminalization. She smoked it when she was in college, but apparently she won't support actually lessening the penalties on it. Here's we went through about the first half in the first hour of the show. Here's the remaining couple minutes.
How many innocent lives have you been ruined over marijuana, Maggie? How many innocent lives?
The students are over there. If she had any respect, she'd stop arresting the students and ruining their lives for marijuana possession. Further, Maggie, you also support arresting students for underage drinking, and I bet you had a drink while you were underage, didn't you?
Does it feel good to lock people up for things you did yourself? Does it make you feel like a hypocrite?
Now you've got, like, what looks to be like a class president kind of person. She's the one college student who's next to Maggie Hassan.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's surrounded by what appear to be teachers and administrators and folks like that. So she's speaking up. We're ruining her day.
She's ruined a lot of days. As a graduate,
I'm really hard
without hurting anybody.
Stop.
How about their days?
How about the thousands of students who have been arrested at the hands of this woman?
Isn't there really a time
of She's in charge of the state police. She could call it off at any
time and place. This is the point.
Yeah.
This is the privilege that you have as a governor and as a politician is that you create a situation where there never is a time and a place
for the most
to confront them.
You can't talk to this woman. You cannot talk to her. Now, in New Hampshire, generally the politicians are accessible. I'm talking about the state representatives, of which there are 400. However, there's only one governor, and you can call and leave a message at her office.
And I did the other day.
Yep, and I have as well. But I've also left messages as like a member of the media. Like, I've got questions for Maggie on a certain issue. Can you please, you know, have her get in touch? We'd like to interview her. We've got a radio show with over 150 radio stations,
right.
And can't get a call back from. I can't even get a call back from her press secretary, let alone her.
Here's a little clue, college students. Don't invite thugs to to speak at your graduation.
Because of the drug war.
Why? Would you guys just want to go down here to the media arts and then show...
No, I'd prefer to stand here.
Could you just go down here away from this lady?
No.
Just go that way. No, thanks. I appreciate you asking, though.
See, here's a little lesson that he probably didn't teach you in college. Democracy is supposed to be participatory.
Well, they did kick us off the campus later, Mark. This particular security agent didn't do it, but then a similarly dressed security agent came later as we were actually about
to
leave.
You got 5 minutes with her, and it was
epic. Awesome. Yeah, it was. You can see the whole video, including us getting kicked off the campus, over at freekeen.com now.
I wouldn't support it nearly as much as if this lady didn't make herself so unavailable.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.